I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Thor: Love and Thunder, which is far from the depth of Ragnarok, but still has more fun than The Dark World did. Chris Hemsworth is back as the God of Thunder, who fights with the Guardians of the Galaxy, does the Mr. Incredible workout, and reunites with his astrophysicist ex-girlfriend, Jane Foster, played by Natalie Portman. The antagonist this time consists of Russell Crowe as a cocky version of Zeus, and Christian Bale stealing the show as Gore the God Butcher, who wants revenge on all gods in the galaxy. Thor: Love and Thunder was once again directed by Taika Waititi, who also gained more attention with Jojo Rabbit, and he does a good job behind and in front of the camera as Thor's rock monster friend Korg. He also guides the actors with comic timing and emotional aspects to keep both sides in balance. It's not a perfect movie because of how certain CGI effects overstay their welcome and distract us from the story, but on the other hand, it has good laughs, a Guns N' Roses soundtrack, and a lot of fun along the way. 3 stars. If you like this review and my upcoming movie reviews, please follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.